When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Is it tangent time?
Yeah.
Do we like a tangent? Should we do a tangent?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Doing our jobs. Let's do a tangent. Hit it, Roofy.
It's the tangent with the Fred Show.
Giving you all the shit we couldn't talk about on air.
All right. Well, I have an update.
Okay.
You know, to piggyback off of the last tangent.
Oh, yay.
I have an update on sex with the ex woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talked about her last time. This is the woman who I matched with on a dating app. And then we got to talking and somehow it comes up in conversation that she still sleeps with her ex of 2.5 years. And I was like, okay, well, that's cool. Nice meeting you. Because what do you want me to do with that? Like, you know, you're out here, you're going on dates with people. I mean, it's only like, it's just human nature. You got this comfortable thing over here. And even though that relationship didn't work, it's like, well, why would I give new people a chance? I'll just go back and screw this guy again, I guess. But then that doesn't have you moving forward. But I would agree. You know, her theory is everybody does stuff like this and until they're in a committed relationship. And then, you know, they just don't talk about it. And I don't think she's maybe wrong. But, you know, what would be the benefit to dating new men and also sleeping with your ex? I mean, I guess, again, consistent sex or sex that you are familiar with. But other than that, what do you, you know, you're going to be stuck in the past the whole time, aren't you? You're going to have this block in your mind. Like, I don't have to sleep. I don't have to try it out with this guy because I can just go back here. I feel like if I had a place to go all the time, I would constantly be just disqualifying people. Just easily, just quickly. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like the way he drank his wine. Done.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I did go out with her.
Oh.
There was a meeting. Now, you're upset about this.
I told you F her the last episode.
You, sir, you did.
Well, I said that.
And we do the opposite of what Kiki says.
Oh, well, true.
So,
we took a vote.
Why she turns out to be this man's wife?
Yeah, right.
And I'm saying
making love.
I don't think so.
Oh, uh-oh. No.
Okay.
What happened?
No, so here's the thing. I feel like...
Oh, boy.
I feel like the meeting went... I feel like it went really well. I thought she was hot. I thought the conversation was good. But there was a bit of a sensitivity on this date. It came up a number of times. I don't want to be talked about on the radio, she kept saying. I don't want to be talked about on the radio. What, Kiki?
Again, I'm not happy with her. She's not passing the vibe check at all.
Well,
you don't tell me what I can talk about on the radio.
But here's the thing. We'd already talked about her on the radio,
yeah.
And she didn't know. It's because she doesn't listen. And I guess her friends didn't pick up on it. Because here's the thing. We do talk about our lives on the radio, all of us.
Yeah.
We don't do it in a way that's mean-spirited or intended to be embarrassing or intended to be incriminating. If anything, the really nasty stories or embarrassing stories we're telling from our perspective about us.
Correct.
Because I think everyone would agree in here. First of all, this isn't a mean-spirited show. We're not. If I like somebody, I'm certainly not trying to embarrass them. And I don't really see how that benefits anybody. And also, I mean, I think we're honest about ourselves and the things that we do, but we signed up for this. Those people didn't necessarily sign up for it. So the fact of the matter is, she's complaining about it, but yet it already happened and she didn't know because there's no way anybody could know who I'm talking about. And I also think it's something that, like, if we got into a relationship or when I get into a relationship with someone, we talk about the boundaries. You know, it's like, hey, what I can talk about me, that's fair game. But if it involves you, then what's your comfort level? And I think you got to talk about that, right? Yeah. If you're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are places that Rufio won't go.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard him tell a story that was embarrassing about Jess. I've heard him tell a lot of stories that are embarrassing about him.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fact that he doesn't eat pussy.
I just choked on my...
Which is blasphemous.
Craziness.
Why is it blasphemous?
Your wife is a lovely woman, and she deserves every ounce of your effort. Rufio, you okay over there? Kaylin, or excuse me, up. Kaylin, you okay? Kaylin, get off the floor.
Kaylin's in my lap.
Oh, wait.
But Rufio says it. Rufio has said it proudly before. Has he not, though? Has he not boasted? Has he not boasted that he doesn't do that?
He didn't boast. I think that I don't remember how it came
out. He kind of boasted.
I don't boast. I just say it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I'm not out here like, I don't fucking eat pussy.
Okay, Tony Soprano.
Okay.
Hey. I don't fucking eat. You know, like.
Right. Jason and I's fight or flight.
Right.
Go get some pizza later. I don't eat that shit. Yeah. You know?
But if my wife said, hey, do this for me, then I would do it, of course.
But I would imagine she wouldn't be unhappy if, anyway, I don't know.
It's never come up like, hey, you know.
I have friends that don't like it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe. Yeah. I was just picking on you, but that's my point. That's a Rufio story. That's not anyway. So, so then here's what happened, though. And I will be honest.
Did you do that?
No.
Oh.
No, there was none of that. I am in a mood lately. There's no question about it. I am not putting up with any bullshit these days.
Yes.
Like, I'm just not. Like, I'm standing on business.
That's right.
I'm just done. I'm just done. And I'm sure that I don't know. But the next day I text her, hey, or I think she texted me, actually. Like, you know, whatever, like, oh, we drank a lot last night or something because we did. Or, today hurts or whatever, like that kind of thing. And I wrote back, hey, it was, you know, I had a really good time with you. I'd like to see you again. And then comes, well, I'm going to think about it because I like you and everything, but I'm not sure I like your job. The radio thing again.
Which is fair.
I don't think so.
To who? Right.
But here we are. The last thing was, I don't know, if I may still fuck my ex, I'll think about it and get back to you. And then I passed, you know, she was gracious enough to go on a date with me. Now it's, I don't like what you do. And here's the thing. My response to her was, then go date a lawyer or somebody boring.
Exactly.
Like, nice meeting you. And she did not like that. It was, oh, well, alrighty then. Like, yeah. But my point is, okay, here's the thing. You don't even listen, so you don't know what we talk about. We have talked about this situation, and she didn't even know about it. I think she went back then and found the clip yesterday and listened to it.
Oh, boy.
I don't think we were, first of all, no one knows who I'm talking about.
Right.
Right.
Second of all, I'm proud of this job. Like, I've worked really hard to get here.
As it should be.
I've worked really hard to build an audience with you guys, you know, and I've had a lot of success that I think she would benefit from if we dated. So I'm sorry, but like, I think it's kind of a fucked up excuse, to be honest with you. I think it's an excuse. If you don't want to go out with me again or you want to go out with a bunch of other guys, just say that. But don't say, I don't want to go out with you because I don't want to be talked about on the radio. Okay, then I won't. You know what I mean? Ask me, hey, I like you. I want to see you again. Can we talk about what's going to go on the air and what's not? But for her just to be like, I'll get back to you. Let me think about it. No, I'll take that. I'll make the decision for you.
Yeah.
Like, that's shitty.
Yep.
Like, can you imagine if I went to her and what she does and I'm like, you know, I just don't really like your job. So I'm just not going to, I don't know. Let me think about it. Like, this whole let me think about it shit. Like, I don't know. It's like, okay, so you don't want to go out with me again. Just say no. You know,
I have to think about it.
That's exactly what I mean. Like, I wrote her, I'm excited about you. I liked you. Let's go out again. Yes. The answer is yes. If you're also excited about it. Not, I don't know. Let me think about it for a minute. Like, I just didn't like it. It rubbed me the wrong way. And if you have problems with boundaries or you're worried about boundaries, then let's talk about it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know? But again, like, and then she's like, well, I think you date for content. I'm like, I don't date for content, but if content arises from my dating, then I'm going to talk about it. You know what I mean? But like, from my perspective, But again, I look, not everybody has to, not everyone has to love this life. Not everybody has to agree to the exposure that we have agreed to. But like, if you like somebody, then let's have that conversation. I was just really insulted, to be honest with you. It really hurt my feelings because I'm like, well, no, this is something I'm actually proud of. This is something that I like, am happy that I do. And I'm sorry that you don't share in that with me, but like, I think it's kind of shitty to say, I'll get back to you on if you get another chance with me because of what you do. It was the messaging, I think, that I didn't like. And I told her that, and that'll probably be that because she did not respond. And I don't think she cared for my, but I mean, at the same, I'm standing up for myself too. I'm like, you went out with a radio guy. It was never a secret.
She knew what she did. For the date, right? She already knew what you did.
And I'm not going to go on the air now or any other time and go, here's the person's name and here's where the person works and this person farted on me in bed or whatever. Like, I'm not, like, I just, if it got to the point where people could associate the two of us together, then we would have, then I would respect whatever she was okay with and not okay with me talking about. Like, I think that's fair because, again, not everybody signed up for this. But it hurt my feelings. I liked her. And I wanted to go out with her again.
I mean, she has the right. She has the. I mean, I understand the way it came off. Like, let me think about it. But as a person that's not in the industry, she has a right to say, I don't like what you do for. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she doesn't want to be talked about on the radio. And then that's it. You know, like, if you were to say, she were to say, all right, let's get together. And then you guys end up dating, like, anyone, if you post a picture, like, everyone's going to know the history of this woman without knowing this woman.
Well, and I understand
that. And that's not fair to her.
Well, but that's a conversation, though. I'm not just I didn't post a picture of her. Nobody knows who I'm talking about. I also haven't said anything derogatory. I feel like you say, I like you. I don't want to be talked about on the radio. And I go, okay, great. When are we going out? And you give me a date. It's this whole, like, I'll get back to you. It feels very much to me like you're not worthy and I'll let you know, kind of. It's like, just say yes or no. Do you want to see me again or not? Or were you into it or not? Like, I don't think that it just feels like, I don't know.
Yep. I agree with you 100%.
It just doesn't feel good.
She gives the vibe of somebody who is coming into a situation knowing exactly who you are. She is one of the 13, and she wants to humble you. Okay, so her thought, I'm going to humble this man. I'm going to let him know that, oh yeah, he has this big shot job, he's popping, but I'm going to let him know that's not what I'm interested in. That's not what I'm looking for. So I'm going to try to dim his light to make him know that's what she's doing. And so in any case of in any situation like that, it's a red flag. Absolutely not. Like, I am who I am. I've worked to get where I am. Either you're going to enjoy the fruits of what I've built, or you can go find somebody else to play with, because I'm not the one.
And that's basically what I said to her. Not the first part, because I don't know. I mean, my name on the dating app is Christopher, and my Instagram is on there, and it's no secret, but I didn't bring it up. I don't bring it up. I don't expect anybody to care. Like, I don't expect you to be impressed by what I do. I just expect you to have a little bit of respect for it, and the fact that I worked really hard to get here, and if you have rules or concerns about that and how those two things blur, then just tell me. But what it feels like is, I'll let you know if you're worthy after I go on a few more dates.
Yeah.
That's what everything since I met this person feels like, is, well, let me see if I can sacrifice not sleeping with my ex to go out with you. Well, let me see if I'll let you know if I can go out with you again. It's like, I mean, just why? It's not that hard. Like, you know, you knew when you walked away from the date whether you wanted to do it again or not. If you don't want to be talked about, say, I don't want to be talked about. Right. I won't talk about you. I mean, you know, so it was kind of like, I'm not sure about you, but let me also insult you on the way out.
Right.
I just didn't like it. It didn't feel good. And I stood on business.
Good.
And I probably overcorrected and she probably hates me now. But again, I'm just like, dude, I guess I'm not your guy then. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I've never been disqualified from my job. I really haven't. But I've had people say that they don't listen or don't care, that it's stupid. And then those same, or how do you, you know, do you think the business will survive and all this shit? And then these same people, you know, really like the nice dinner that we had, or want to go to the next event,
right,
or want tickets from me or something else. It's like, oh, but I thought my job was stupid, you know, or whatever. And I'm offended by that too, because I don't know. I mean, this is a big part of who I am, but I also am not here. It's not like I have a reputation for embarrassing everybody I go out with. That wouldn't be cool. And if I did, then I would understand this reaction. I would, if I was the guy who was constantly in here bashing people that I went out with, then I wouldn't go out with me either. But I'm not.
Yeah, I do think there's an air of, because I mean, I've gotten myself into lots of pickles talking about people on the air, not necessarily even dating, but I think people think that it's easier to decipher who we're talking about than it really is. Like, people react first and don't take a pause to go, okay, he never said my name. Only him and I know who he's talking about. You know what I mean? Like, people get very sensitive about being talked about when they know it's them, even though no one else fucking knows who's being talked about. Because it's, I mean, it is like we're so used to it, but like other people aren't. Like, I've had friends get upset with me. I'm like, baby girl, no one knew it was you except for you.
Yeah.
You know? And I do think also, like, if you have to think about something, that's fine. But what is the point of telling someone that? Okay. You know what I mean? Yes.
I mean, I think that was kind of what set me off, was I have to think about.
Don't say that to people.
She keeps doing it, though. She came with the ex talk. Like, I might stop fucking my ex. Oh, now I got to think about it. Like, girl, you're trying to shit on me. And you can't, like, I am who I am.
And then I was worthy of the date. And then I honestly thought we had a really good time. I honestly thought she was really pretty and cool. And I genuinely thought I would see this person again. And that's not the, I mean, yes, I'm disappointed that it doesn't appear that's going to happen. But I was more disappointed that it's like, I mean, can we talk about it? Like, can you respect that? Like, I can do this job well and also respect you too. You know what I mean? Like, we went out one time. We didn't even do anything. And again, yes, I can hear the people now. Well, you're talking about her right now.
Right.
I am. Nobody knows who I'm talking about. Right. Nobody knows.
She doesn't realize that. Yeah. I mean, I also think if you're going to disqualify someone for that, then like you're real picky. I mean, I know there's like professions people won't date, but I just think that's really like generalizing in a way that's.
I mean, yeah, like that would be like saying I'm not going to go out with a Cubs player because some baseball players are slutty.
Right.
Like if I'm the Cubs player and you're like, I'm not going out with you because you guys get laid a lot, I'd be like, fuck you. Mm-hmm. Like maybe I do, maybe I don't. Right. Maybe I met you and I want to be with you and nobody else. I don't know. I mean, I just.
Yeah, no, it doesn't feel good.
I've never disqualified somebody for their job.
Of course not.
I think that's shitty because oftentimes your job is a big part of who you are. And I get that there's a little more exposure here, but let's just have that conversation. Hey, I'm off limits.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I feel like a conversation could be had, like it should be had if you guys were interested in each other.
But about, she's just not interested.
Right. But like it also does put a lot of pressure on that said person. Like if you guys were to date or even with any of us, if we talk about our significant other or anything like that, it's a one-sided story. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They don't get a chance to tell their side of the story. And it puts a lot of pressure on that person, especially because our listeners know everything about our lives and our significant others. And they'll be like, oh, I don't like that. I don't like you because you did that to Fred, especially your fans, Fred. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay,
they ride or die for
you. But in fairness, I've worked with Kiki for years. She's been on this show for a couple of years now. I couldn't spot Big Tim out of a lineup. I don't know what the man looks like. I know who you're talking
about.
But
like if Kiki were out with Big Tim and a listener saw them, they would know that's Big Tim and they'd be like, okay, oh, but, like, why don't you put a ring on it already, bro?
They should.
Well, there you go. But Kiki's over the top with it.
Yes, I am.
I mean, she talks about this man all the time. Like, I don't know. That's between them.
Yeah.
Kaylin, I'm not calling you out, but I know you've had full-on relationships that we never knew about. I wouldn't be able to tell you who the people were. I have no idea.
Yeah, but there were reasons for that, like to protect that person.
Well, that's fine. So. But you know what I'm saying is you were able to successfully pull that off, and those were the rules.
I still talked about them, though. I just didn't say who it was.
I think you can do both.
Yeah.
You
but
know?
At least she told, like, I understand she the way she told you was bad. Like, at least she told you she's worried about what you do. Unlike the other relationships you've been in, Fred, like they were like, I'm cool with it. But as soon as you start talking about them, mm-hmm. they were not cool with it anymore.
Yeah, that's worse.
Then I guess, I don't know. I was just disappointed because I don't think there was, I didn't think there was a problem.
Yeah.
And then I kind of got, I will agree, I kind of got defensive and shitty about it because I'm like, well, okay. I mean, I'm pretty successful. You know, I have a pretty decent life. Like I've worked really hard. I'm proud of this. And it doesn't have to affect you if you don't want it to, but I think some of the upside, and how about me? Like, what about me? Like, as a person.
Yeah.
The guy that you sat across from at the table, what did you think of me? Like, again, this reeks to me, I want to explore my options, I'll get back to you, and then let me just get one more in there, it's because you're on the radio. And I was like, that's shitty. It felt bad.
Yeah.
But anyway, Kiki doesn't like it, Rufio likes it. Caitlin, you guys are in the middle.
No, I mean, no one wants to start a relationship off like that anyway. So, like, even if she did contact you and was like, let's go out again, like, you've already gone through all this mess, like, who even wants to explore it at that point?
I mean, it's not even worth it. I would have. Again, there's a lot to like. It's just like, but why is everything, why do you have to think about every, like, I guess I would hope someday for somebody I'm a little more automatic. Like, I don't want to lose this person.
You will be for the right person.
Yeah, everyone deserves that. That's like, right. She's not that person.
I can't imagine saying to a woman, honestly, like, I can't imagine saying to her, I had a great time. Let me think about if I want to go out with you again, I'll get back to you. I would expect 99% of women to say, fuck off, I'll make the decision for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not a nice thing to say. Like, well, let me feel, I'll let you know if you're worthy of me in the future. Like, no.
Yeah, that's... No,
it didn't feel good, man. No. I got feelings inside of here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a delicate flower. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, you almost cried.
Well, that would be an extreme stretch, but no. Anyway,
Your phone's still good? You didn't break another phone?
I didn't break this phone, okay. No, this phone works just fine. Don't try me, though. It's been one of those years.
Oh, no. Not even halfway there.
Oh, boy. Okay. The person, I remember when I took my broken phone in, they're like, well, you have insurance. So I go, there's nothing left. There's nothing left. All I had was the SIM card. I'm like, this is it. They're like, but you can bring it to us in any condition. I'm like, there's no condition.
The phone
is gone. And it's you can come over and find pieces scattered throughout the apartment and all over the place. All right, thanks for listening. There's The Tangent. Have a good day.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union, a savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it. Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.